guys, what's up? It's PK. I hope you're doing well, and welcome back to Psst, Teen Girl Talk.
Yay!
Today, I am super excited about today's episode because I am getting back into modeling. But if I remember right, there was a whole bunch of stuff that people didn't see because it was behind the scenes. So I am going to interview my friend who's a teen model so we can dive in to the world of modeling. So let's go. Okay, guys, so I have my friend Mac here.
Hi.
And she does modeling. So we're going to talk about that. So Mac, what's it like in the day-to-day life as a model?
I would say it's pretty stressful, but also kind of fun in a way. Like, it's kind of difficult to explain, but like, it's stressful because it kind of does have a restriction on food. It's depending on who you have as a modeling coach and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it still kind of has a restriction on food depending on. Yada, yada, yada. So you have to watch all that stuff that you don't even think is a thing, like micro calories and stuff like that, which is really annoying.
That sounds annoying.
But also on the fun side, it's really fun to be able to express yourself in many different ways. Like, you get to try on all this fun clothing, you get to try out these new makeup, and depending on who you have, of course. And depending on if you do it professionally or not. And it's just another way that girls, guys, whoever gets to express themselves.
That's awesome. Thank you. Okay, so I have a second question. So I feel like there's everything that people see in modeling, like the photos and all the perfection, but is there, like, certain things that people, like, wouldn't expect? It's, like, behind the scenes? Or, like, what do people, like, not see, like, behind the scenes for modeling?
A lot of things that people don't see is a lot of people think it's, like, strict all the time. You can have no fun doing modeling. You have to... You can't eat sugar or calories or anything like that at all. And it's not really that serious. It's more, you have to watch yourself. Of course, when you're eating, but you don't have to completely take out sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of stuff is like, people are like, oh yeah, they're really serious on modeling sets and whatever you want to call them. And, like, they have no fun at all, but it's actually a lot of fun. And, depending on who you have, I feel like every modeling coach or whatever you want to call it is fun, though. They try to make it as fun as they can, for you to have fun. And then with the clothing, a lot of people, I think, with the clothing and makeup, they're like, oh, you don't get a choice unless you get to wear what you don't get to wear, when that's actually true and false. Of course, they have, like, let's say you're doing a bikini shoot or something. Of course, you have to stick in the bikini category, but you kind of get to, like, mess around with what bathing suit you want to wear or what, and just what makeup colors you want, stuff like that. It's still your own unique style while being, I don't even know, everyone else's, I guess.
That's cool. That's awesome. I'm glad that it's, like, fun for you, and I'm sure most people probably had those assumptions before, but now I'm just glad that we can, like, clear things up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I know you said that it was stressful to be a model, but, like, what's it like? Like, is it hard to be a model? Or, like, you know, more fun than stressful?
I definitely wouldn't say it's hard, It's definitely more fun than stressful, but it's kind of one of those things that there's a lot of moving parts, I guess you could say. Like, if you're doing so many different clothing items in a day and you're having like a certain amount of time or something, which happens a lot, you only have like an hour to get like 7 or 8 clothes done, it gets pretty stressful, but it's a lot of fun most of the time when you don't have to do that. I feel like those are the most stressful times, when you kind of just get to a point where it's like, I'm having to put on 7 or 8 different classes I can and get my makeup done and all this other stuff. But it's definitely more fun when you get to relax and you have a couple hours and you just kind of, yeah. And then I feel like it's not really hard, but a lot of people would say it's hard. A lot of people would be like, oh yeah, you have to like stand in a certain position and you have to like, I don't even know what people would say. But yeah, of course you have poses, but I don't think they're uncomfortable poses to you. I feel like a lot of the photographers are like, okay, find something that's comfortable for you and we'll maybe modify it a little bit, but we won't change it to where you're very uncomfortable. And that's definitely one of the things that like makes it a lot easier than hard, I guess.
That's nice. So, like, if you were to, like, I don't know, say you're doing, I have other friends who are models, and I've heard that, like, athletic clothing modeling is, like, especially hard. Is that, like, a thing, or is that just, like, a hearsay?
Does depend, like it can, because with athletic clothing you have to like look athletic and like flexible, I guess you could say. It's definitely a lot of fun. It's very fun to try on all these like different leggings and patterns and stuff and try to while you're running in place, while this photographer is trying to get a picture of you running in place or something. It's definitely a lot of fun trying to do that. There's an entire story on that. But yeah, it's like, I guess it could be hard in a way, but to me it just seems like a lot of fun. Just another challenge.
I've heard that, like, sometimes certain photographers will have you, like, put, like, pads on to make you look more muscular.
Not more muscular in my way, but they do a lot of pads for, like, the boobs and the butt areas.
Yeah. I would assume that, too.
Depending on, like, the shirt or the, like,
yeah.
Or something.
It sounds fun. So I've heard that there are like different types of modeling, like athletic clothing and like bikini modeling and like beauty modeling and stuff like that. What's your like favorite kind of modeling to do?
I think the bikini modeling. I don't know why, but I like seeing all the different types of bikinis and stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And, like, I feel like not, like, being, like, a model, like, I feel like bikini modeling, like, some people might think that would be, like, oh, that sounds really awkward, but, like, in reality, it's probably not like that, or is it a little bit awkward?
It's not really awkward, but I model with a family friend who does this professionally, so it's not awkward for me, but I get with other people having, like, people, like, coaches that don't know them very well. I would get that, but then also, I know a lot of people are insecure about their bodies. I am one of those people, And so I get where that could be a little awkward, but a lot of times you're at this place with other people, with a whole bunch of other girls, like doing shoots other places, and you kind of just get to, and during your breaks, you kind of get to talk to them, and they kind of make you feel, I guess, more safe.
Yeah, definitely. And going off of that, are you able to do like modeling shoots like with, I have friends who are models, so when I get back into modeling soon, like, are you able to like do modeling shoots with like your friends, or is it mostly photos of like just you?
A lot of modeling, like coaches and stuff, they try to do friends because you get more of this smile that's not fake out of them if you're trying to get a smile, like, because, you know, friends can make friends laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a random stranger can.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I know I did modeling when I was younger, and I know, like, as a younger girl, it was probably easier to do it than like as a teenager, because when you're younger, like, you don't really care about what other people think, and there's less pressure to like be perfect. But I feel like now, as like a teenager, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to be perfect. Oh my gosh, this part of me is like gross. And like, I feel like all these people like think that models like have to be perfectly skinny, and if they're not perfectly skinny and they say they're a model, then they're either lying or they get edited in every single photo.
Yes, that's a problem. Like, of course I go to school because I'm still a teenager, and a lot of people will see me and they're like, you're a model, because I have thicker thighs, but I'm really skinny in like the stomach area, but my top half is built a little bit more than some girls, I would say. And so a lot of people are like, do you get edited a lot? And I'm like, no, I mean, not really. But it does depend, and it's very, very difficult to deal with. But at the same time, you have friends and family who are like, those people are jerks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a bad thing.
Yeah.
One of the bad things about modeling, but, you know, something, I mean, with every challenge, there's going to be people that hate you.
Exactly. So. And, like, also, like, going off of the diet thing, like, is not necessarily a diet, but, like, that, like, healthier eating, is that, like, I feel like most people would just be like, oh, like, I know for me, like, I always try and eat healthy because I'm an athlete. I feel like people, like, people think there's a difference between eating healthy and then, like, eating as a model. Like, people think, like, as a model, like, I know people in my school, like, my friends that are models, everyone who talks to them is like, oh my gosh, you probably shouldn't eat that. And I just see it, and I'm just like, seriously?
Yeah, that happens a lot at my school. I'll be eating, of course, we all, like, models eat the same as athletes and other people who are trying to stay healthy.
Yeah.
They eat. Of course, every now and then you have some sort of sugary treat because it's just good for you. And so, like, once a week, no, I get to pick a day. I wouldn't say once a week, probably twice a week. I get to pick the 2 days that I get to eat, like, a couple cookies or a slice of cake or something. Just something that keeps my body running. Maybe 3 days, depending on how much I've done. And a lot of people will look at me, try to do it during lunch. And I'm at school during lunch most of the time. And a lot of people will look at me and they're like, should you really eat that? And I'm like, yes, I don't want to die.
Exactly.
Like, I need the sugar, so just shush.
I know. And it's just like, I feel like people, like, there's, like, two, like, sides of people. There's three people. There's, like, the actual models themselves. There's the people who think modeling's way, like, you have to get edited and you can't eat anything. And then there's the other people who are like, oh, you can eat whatever you want. It's super easy. Nobody really cares about it. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there are those, like, three different, like, areas of people. And then there's other people who are just like, well, I actually know the truth about it.
Yeah, it's definitely not all fun and games, but it's not all seriousness and straight on all the time.
Yeah. Like, I would, like, sometimes, like, when I used to do it, like, I got to go to the beach, or I got to go to a cool, like, football field or a track. Yeah. And I know that was always really fun for me. And, like, it's really nice to be able to, like, get someone who's doing it, like, as a teenager. Because going into this, I've just been a little nervous a little bit, but.
Yeah, traveling is definitely a really fun part of it.
Definitely.
I went to some place in Georgia, I can't remember the exact name, but it was some beautiful park in Georgia, and there was this, like, open field that had leaves on the ground because it was, like, fall time, almost winter, and, yeah, it was really pretty. It was freezing, and I had no pants on. I had, like a overall type dress thing, and I had a long sleeve shirt under it, but I had no pants. I mean, I had shorts, but the rest of my legs were
cold.
Yeah, the rest of my legs were showing, and cold. Yes, and we had to take like 5 to 10 minute breaks in between a couple photos because my nose and my face would start getting red and my eyes would start watering. And with that, it's like they don't really want to edit a lot of stuff. They like to try and keep it as real as it can be. So we would have to go inside because even the cameras and the lights and the people that were doing all this stuff, we would start getting cold to a point where it just, it made everybody. It was like 36 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And we were all just like, nope, we're going inside. And we had a lovely, crew helping us there that had hot chocolate and coffee and all this other stuff for us because we were freezing.
That's awesome. And I feel like there's, like, this sense of family, like, that you can build as a model as well. Like, that would be something that, like, other people don't have. Like, something that's, like, not friends, not family, but people that actually, like, work with you. Mm-hmm. And, like, they understand, like, what you love to do, and they, like, help you get there. And that's really cool. Well, thank you so much for answering all of my questions.
It was fun. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you. Guys, I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope you learned something and spread the news to other people, because modeling's, like, not serious and it's not, like, all fun and games, but it can be really fun. And if you want to, like, try it, then you can do anything that you put your mind to, because, like, even as, like, a short person, me being, like, really short, like, people will still want you because everybody needs different models for different things. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a great day. Bye.